Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello.
Welcome.
To off script.
I gotta get video.
Yes.
Behind the scenes.
Yes.
I have to lean in and talk today, you guys. Because we have a guest.
Woo! I don't know how to flip. There we go.
I'm ready.
So yeah, we're going to talk about our week.
Well, first, let's introduce who we have.
Oh yeah, we have Sierra on with us today. Sierra, who are you?
Uncomfortable.
I've been Bree's friend for 14 years. God,
too.
We need to be
long.
Done. We're getting a divorce this week. We're done.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
I feel like this will be easier if Allie just like asks what we did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, first, I just want to tell you know that Bree name drops you like almost every episode. And doesn't tell anyone who you are.
She's That's just embarrassing.
Like, she's like, so Sierra and I talked about this or did this, and like no context for our listeners. So you're already a regular on our episodes.
So yeah. That's great.
So this is perfect for everyone now. They get to hear you.
Okay, so when did you come in to Washington?
When did you come in the picture 14 years ago?
Was that Tuesday night? So the 23rd, 22nd?
Wasn't somewhere in Wednesday? There. Wednesday.
Today's?
Yeah, because you guys came in the same day my aunt did. Which
Jesus.
Bree is having difficulties.
Yeah, I'm
with
trying
her chair.
To put my foot in a comfortable position.
She
and
is
it's
a professional.
That's our saying.
That's our slogan.
There you go.
Good job.
Okay.
Anyways.
So, Wednesday. What'd you guys do?
Oh, man.
Wednesday, we did a paint night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you pumpkin carved because I saw video where you needed adult supervision.
Yeah, we painted a gnome and
how did
carved
I,
a pumpkin.
How did I have you carve the...
With a scary movie serial killer knife.
Yeah, for the lid.
Yep.
But how else do you carve it?
I let a grown-up do it.
Normally, my dad does it.
I'm the grown-up in the house now, so I have to do it. I feel it. Okay. And then Thursday, what'd you do?
Thursday was our Mock's Mansions of Madness game night.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know, I was really bummed I couldn't go to that one. Flipping trunk or treat.
Stupid trunk or treat.
No, dude, I've been in my costume for the last 5 days. Seriously, I'm not even lying. Halloween event for the last like 5 days.
You're only. Getting good use out of it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But man, am I over it, and it's not even Halloween yet.
Halloween, you're going to be like, I am in pajamas.
Yes. So how was Mox? Was that your first? No, it wasn't your first time.
No, that's my second time at that location, but my third time to Mox.
Okay.
But first time we've had a private room.
Oh, yeah. They gave us a private room because David asked for a plug-in for his laptop, and they were like, it was the same waitress from last time who was like, that's my favorite board game.
Yeah, so I think that's why we got the hookup, because we play that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was cool. We got to be in the green room.
I think if I could play that game more, it would be more fun, but I feel like every time I come here, I start a new game that's complicated. Yeah. And then I learn it, and then I go home, and then I'm not then back for a year.
Yeah, I know.
And then I have to relearn it, or there's a new game. Like this time. Yeah.
This time there's like been three new games that we've tried to teach you.
Yeah. But two. I'm sort of good at them accidentally. Mm-hmm. Except mm-hmm. I did kill us on Horrified.
That wasn't your fault. That wasn't your fault. We needed you to do his power move so that we would actually have the items we needed, but you did not.
Sabotage.
Damn.
So what did you do all day?
Oh, I started watching, or I started making Sierra watch One Tree Hill.
Yeah, I've never watched it. But she made me watch like Star Wars and Gilmore Girls and Grey's Anatomy in college, but we never got to One Tree Hill.
I watched One Tree Hill because of YouTube back in middle school.
Still don't like Nate, and I don't think that's going to change. I'm sorry.
I love Nate. You don't know later, Nate.
He treated her bad, and that's just,
He treated Peyton bad, but you don't know who he treats later on.
Yeah, damaged goods. We'll see.
But yeah, so we did that Wednesday and Thursday. Mm-hmm. Because we were like, let's rewatch Gilmore Girls. And then I was like, I can't remember how I got talking about Chad McElmurray going to One Tree Hill, but I did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I was like, how did I never make you watch this?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And then Friday?
We just had, what do we do during the day? I know we had Rocky at night, right?
Oh, yeah. Friday, we went and got breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
I got my job.
Yes, ooh. I got that! What? Guys, if I'm like echoey, it's because we have two mics and I'm standing back. So, not echoey. Far away.
Yeah.
Is that the right word?
Quiet.
Quiet. That's worth coming up to the mic for.
Yeah.
Share about it.
I now work for a senior living community as their theater auditorium coordinator. So I'm going to be scheduling movies.
And where did you find out you got that job?
At the library.
Oh. She was not quiet in the library. I was telling her to be quiet. She was in a quiet zone and she was not quiet.
She was like, shush. I was like, I have to be loud enough for them to hear me on the phone. It's
supposed to be like your church.
Yeah.
You're being loud.
I know, ironic. I was there to get a book for Auscript.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah. But yeah. And then we went and hung out at John's and then helped my mom with her trunk or treat and then had Rocky.
How was that?
So much fun. It's so much more fun when it's a theater full of people who love Rocky too.
Yeah. And what was his last name? The guy who played Brad?
Bostwick.
Yeah, he was there.
Mm-hmm.
He put his leg over his head just like in the movie.
Did a little monologue. Yeah. The fact that a 70-year-old can still lift his leg pretty much over his head.
And got onto the ground and got back up on his own.
Yeah, no problem.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So that was a blast. And they also had everything for us to throw. They don't do the rice in the movie theaters anymore because it's just too much of a pain in the ass to clean up. Mm-hmm. But they did it at this theater.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. I was really excited.
I've only done Rocky once. Good enough.
I don't think that's true. I think you have to do it all the time.
I think you did it at Comic-Con, so you didn't get like the fun experience.
Yeah, you need to go do a real one.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's more fun there.
Maybe next time.
Yes.
We'll see.
Next time I'll remember.
Oh, no.
You have to do it right.
Did you guys dress up and stuff, too?
No.
I wore I wore my Rocky shirt, but I was going to dress up, but
I dressed nicely. That's how I dress up.
I thought about it, but didn't happen.
So one could argue that you didn't do Rocky right. Because you didn't dress up.
No, I felt horrible. Like, we walked in and not everyone. Like, at least 50% of the group was dressed up. And I was like, I wish I did something.
Well, I was going to, like, dress up as Slutty Janet and just be wearing a button-down white shirt. But my husband didn't have one that wasn't sheer. Because I have one that's, like, my beach shirt. And I didn't really want to wear a sheer shirt around.
That would have been too much for Rocky.
Well, no, it probably would have been perfect.
No, it would have, yeah.
But,
you would have had to get pasties.
I'm not
a prude,
but I'm not quite there. I wasn't like the guy who was wearing like the gold Speedo shorts and that was it.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah, there was a guy who was literally wearing that. Mm-hmm.
with a very big belly.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but hey, more power to him. More power to him. You know,
it was a place where you're accepted.
Yeah.
You can do that. I'm just not there.
No.
I loved it.
And that's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, a Saturday? What's the Halloween party?
Halloween.
Oh.
What did we do during the day, though?
We went to the Christmas Expo because we thought Allie's tickets would get us in for free.
Way to make me seem like it's all my fault. You guys, okay. I need to explain right up in Bree's face. Every year we have been doing this where the expo, you for the holiday festival, you buy tickets one day and then they're good all weekend long. So we're like, okay. So we buy tickets and then Brie and I usually go the next day, or like I give her the tickets or whatever. So I was like, hey, and my aunt came this time. So this time we had three tickets, which is exactly what they needed. So I was like, here, come get the tickets. And they went and then they changed the rules this year.
I was so mad. I literally, like, I sat there trying to explain to the guy. I was like, we do this every year. And he was like, did you buy these? Did you get it from the old guy? I was like, no, we do this every year. My friend buys these tickets and then she uses them more than once. And then he got on his walkie talkie and was like, hey, are these tickets good? And she's like, no, we changed that. I was like,
oh,
womp womp.
Yeah. But Sierra
wow,
saved
you
the
legit
day.
Tried.
Yeah.
I would have been like, oh, okay.
Well, I didn't want them to think that we were, I don't know, counterfeiting tickets or something. Oh. I felt I needed to explain what I was doing.
Okay.
So that I didn't feel like we were in trouble. Mm-hmm.
Well,
but yeah, I also thought maybe they would then just let us in because of that. But No.
But we got in and I spent way more money than I should have done. But, you know.
That's what happens.
Christmas there. Shopping / I'm on vacation, so
that's what happens there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know. I got a couple things. Yeah. I don't remember what, but I got a couple things.
I got lots of cocoa bombs and bath bombs and
you got a really
Christmas
cool
ornaments.
Christmas tree.
Yeah,
she
it's
got
like the sea glass stuff that's like resin down into a Christmas tree. I'm gonna modify it a little bit. But
is it all gonna fit in your carry-on or suitcase bag?
Yeah, because I brought space saver bags to vacuum my clothes down,
nice.
So it all fit.
Super smart.
Smart.
And you didn't even know you were going to that.
No, Brie told me to bring a suitcase that was big enough, because she figured I'd buy stuff.
Okay.
And I did. Yeah. I bought a lot of things.
I was like, I know she loves Christmas, and I know, because don't you do something like this? Or you guys go...
I mean, I'm
just Christmas
I drove 9
shop.
Hours to Texas to go to a Christmas warehouse.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was worth it. It was overpriced, but it was worth it. But I love Christmas.
Yeah.
I set up for Christmas middle of September.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
But just inside, though. I don't push my Christmas on everyone else, but.
We have a house right down the street. Okay, so you know the house that does like the. I call it the Christmas Vacation house.
Yeah.
Okay. So right across, you know, they have the blinky crazy house.
Yeah.
Okay. Down on the corner, right? So like the corner and then the main street. Right?
Yeah.
They already set up their lights. And I told Riley, when we go trick-or-treating there, if their lights are on, instead of saying trick-or-treat, we're going to sing Christmas carols.
Oh, hell yeah.
Do it.
Hell yeah. I'm down.
Okay. Anyways, that got me thinking about it.
Yeah. And then it was the Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
Do
Tell
I get
me
to
about
say?
That? Yeah, because, okay, so I started it, but then the kids had a Halloween party, so I had to dip out. So tell me how it went. Sierra, how did it go? And then I'll tell you how mine went.
How children friendly is this podcast?
Not.
Okay.
I cuss like a sailor.
Well, I was trying to keep it clean.
No, go for it.
I don't drink, so I gave Brie a little Christmas present. And I,
Best
I,
Christmas present ever.
I drank a little bit too much, a little bit too quick, and Brie got tipsy here, which has only happened twice in 14 years.
To the point where we were out, and she was like, I don't want the officers to see. I'm drinking in public.
Yeah, I said public, like pumpkin, but public. But like, I had an open cup. I'm like, that's illegal.
But yeah, that was amazing. It was the best.
And amazingly, I wasn't hungover the next day.
But
Brie
was.
And we went on a hike. So she had a great time with that.
I had like five shots in probably like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours.
See, like, I have no concept of alcohol, so I didn't know that, like, that was too much.
Yeah.
I don't drink. It's bad for you.
It is. Well, she literally, like, we did one Jello shot, and then she was
it
like...
It was like three Jello shots in one.
Yeah.
How much vodka was in that?
Yeah. And then she took John's Jello shot, and so I was like, here, let's do our second Jello shot. And in my head, I was like, cool, this is where we're at. And, like, I was going to get myself a mixed drink. Well, she wasn't liking how strong that Jello shot was. So she was like, give me just a regular vodka shot. And I was like, Sierra's asking for more alcohol. I'm not going to say no. So I poured her another shot and she goes, are you having one with me? And I was like, oh, fuck, I have to have one with her. That was downhill from there.
Yeah, it's OK. No one got arrested. It was fine. I just went laid on the couch and watched Gilmore Girls while they finished the party.
Yeah.
All right. So mine. It was going good. Like, they had a really cool. I feel like I'm sorry. My butt is like
in your face.
Okay. So it was going good. The awesome house. They have it set up where they had their garage / basement area, like, for the kids. And, like, they had projections. So the kids are playing flipping Mario Kart on the wall. Like, it's really fun. Cool. But then comes the time, and then it's also a teen party. So they're the teens are in the living room watching Scream, the new Scream movie, right? And it's fine because the volume was down, the music was up, you couldn't hear really anything. The kids were in and out, they weren't paying attention. Well, then there's this one party game where the kids are right next to it, and of course, freaking see a murder happen, and this gal is on the floor, dead, blood everywhere. Oh, no. Luckily, one of the moms is like, okay, we're going to change it. But not in time for my daughter to see it. And then she's like, Mom, I want to go home. And I was like, it's 8:30. Like, we're going to stay a little bit longer. And she's like, okay. And I also thought she was upset because she was being a little petty. Because her friends didn't dress up as axolotls for school. So she's like, I'm not going to dress up as one for the party. That's a whole other issue. But so I thought that's what the whole problem was. And then she finally was like, at like 9:40, was like, Bob, I'm just really scared that something bad's going to happen to us. And she just starts bawling. And I'm like, it's time to go. So we left the party a little early. I mean, 9:40 is not early, but it was. And she's just sobbing the entire way home. And we just get home and she's now sleeping in my bed, just crying. And I'm like, well, that's not how that Halloween party was supposed to end. But sounds like both of them went well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So then that was a couple days ago. So yesterday.
Oh, what did we do yesterday?
What did we do?
We got in the car and drove.
Sorry, I don't go and do a lot of stuff. So it was a lot of stimulation for me.
Jumbled together.
We drove a lot yesterday.
Like the whole day.
To Mount Rainier to start us off.
Yeah, we were going to do more of a hike, but as I mentioned, Brie was a little hungover and she was having a lot of trouble. So I think we did like 4/10 of a mile hike.
Yeah, if even. Yeah. But we got some really good pictures.
Yeah, there's a lot of snow up there. Pretty good view of the mountain.
Yeah, we got some great pictures of the mountain, especially on our drive back down. And then we went to
Kalama.
Oh, yeah. I was like, Kalama's on the way to St. Helens. Not realizing that, like, the way we were going, it really wasn't, because then we had to, like, backtrack to loop around.
That's fine.
I was like, whatever. I'm never down this way. We'll do it just this once. So we went and saw the Twilight High School. It was amazing.
Yep. And we figured something out. Bree stood where Edward was in the parking lot, and Edward could have easily ran at human speed to get Bella out of the way.
That's such a small
It's a small parking lot.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm just saying they must have like angled the camera a certain way
for sure.
To make it seem like it was further, but he could have like when he's when he was starting when Tyler was starting to turn the van, like He could have known that this is not going
to
go well.
He would have had time to run and pull her way off to the side.
Human speed, he could have made it. I'm just saying.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Yep, that was unnecessary. He didn't need to take that risk. He just wanted her to find out what he was.
Yep,
so,
exactly.
You're welcome. You can test it for yourselves, but I'm just saying it was very close.
And then we went to Halloween Town. Mm-hmm. And Sierra bought some stuff there.
Yep.
And then we found that plaque that tells where everything is, and we were like, oh, let's do more.
Yeah, we didn't realize that so much of the first Twilight was shot there. We're like, oh, we were going here for Halloween Town, but the majority of it was finding Twilight mm-hmm. stuff.
I remembered you telling me there was stuff there, but I for some reason thought it was just that the school was
like
really
the
close.
Whole movie's there.
So then I was really confused when we got to the school, and I was like, we still have like a half hour drive. What was she talking about?
No, seriously. Like, we ended up doing the Halloween Town part for the kids. And then Mom and I were like, okay, here's where this is. Because that was right after we had just read it. Yeah. So I was like, oh, wow, I remember that and that and that. So, no, they did a lot there.
Yeah.
But only the first one. Mm-hmm. Because then they got fancy. Mm-hmm.
Basically, yeah.
Not today.
Was that it? Well, was
oh,
that
no,
it
we oh. went and found one troll yesterday.
Oh, yeah. We went to the Portland troll yesterday. And then today,
we went on a troll hunt.
Yes.
And we went on ferries to do the troll hunt.
Yes.
We found five today. All five. Well, yeah. The remaining five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The last one was in the dark, and I was pretty sure we were going to get murdered walking through the forest in pitch black with sketchy people in the woods. So I'm just saying,
because
I might have snapped at a few people because I was stressed out because they were walking slow and I thought I was going to die. So I do apologize, but I'm sorry. I listen to podcasts about murder and I watch shows about murder, and Seattle has a lot of murdery people / druggy people. So I was scared.
Yeah,
but we found the troll, though.
That timeline I gave you was definitely geared for summer. When it does not get dark super early.
We missed.
Well, also, I did it so that we could do a big loop. Mm-hmm. Not realizing that one of them, literally, you have to hike to get to. Every other one, you parked and it was right there.
And
so,
we were also an hour behind because we were confused by the ferry schedule. So we would have had an hour more. So we would have had more light. But it was a little sketchy walking through those dark woods.
Yeah.
That was not.
Was that your last one?
Yes.
It
yes.
Was.
Oh, so we had to finish the troll hunt off on a potential homicide.
Yeah. That was fun. But we got them all.
That's good.
We did.
Yeah.
At least on this coast, we got a.
So it worked, my map, so I know for future? Or.
Oh, I didn't do your exact map. Sorry. Because you would have started with the one that would have been the hike.
Oh.
Yeah, because that's the West Seattle one.
Yeah, because that's right next to Paul.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We're going to start at Paul.
Yeah, we started in Bainbridge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, sorry. But kind of, yes.
Did you just flip? You just
yeah, basically. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And it worked.
Awesome.
Just the ferry time. Even online, it said there was a ferry at 1, but that's when they took their lunch today. So then we had to wait for the 2:10. Then we get on the ferry, and we have to wait for an ambulance. To
oh
come get
gosh.
On.
Yeah, so I think we ended up probably getting delayed by like an hour and 15,
oh
hour
gosh.
And a half. So we would have not had the murder forest.
Yeah. Yeah,
as I'm going to call it from now on. Every trip, Bree tries to kill me or scare the crap out of me.
Yeah, yeah.
She
I actually think
tonight.
I told the last story on the last podcast.
But yeah, the road rage lady who follows through the neighborhood. Yeah, Bree wanted me to take a video of her. I'm like, I'm too scared.
I wanted the license plate number. I was like, this
Dude,
is
I
fucked.
Just wanted to get out of there because I didn't want to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Well, Sierra, what has been your favorite part about the trip?
Spending time with Bree.
Aww. You're just saying that because I said that in the car yesterday.
Did you?
Yes, John asked us this exact same thing, and I said that.
Oh, you did say that.
Oh, you can say it. It's fine.
No, I enjoy going to Rocky with you.
Yeah, that was really fun.
And I like that.
That was a really good one.
Bree's the friend that I do the, no offense, stupid, ridiculous, frivolous things with.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, it's just like, I don't know, because I tend to take life very seriously, and she makes me not take it as seriously.
Aww.
So
that's actually really sweet. Thanks.
So, no,
She's just like, this is frivolous. I was like, great. Well, I'm the shit.
I do the practical stuff and like this has a purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, but I'm this glad. Purpose was just fun.
Yeah. Yes. That's so all I wanted this trip.
Purpose for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, I've loved having you here. I'm sad you're leaving tomorrow already.
Well, you can come visit me. Now. Oh, no, because next time we see each other, it's me, Coachella. We're doing a road trip to Coachella.
Oh, yeah, we are. Oh.
But some 30-year-olds doing a road trip to Coachella. Yeah. It's going to be great.
I don't know if I can say this on the podcast, can I? Sierra has new connections where I'll get to meet the penguins at her zoo.
That's which exciting.
I've done before, right? But this time it would be with new penguins.
On exhibit where she could potentially slip and fall while people watch. So let's hope for that, guys. But hopefully she doesn't hurt herself because, you know, insurance and liability and all that stuff.
No. If anything, all the penguins will fall with me and we'll all jump in the water.
If anything, she'll purposely slip and be like, oh, no, and like hug all the penguins as she's falling.
Fall and grab them all.
I'm pretty sure that pool water is like 35 degrees, so I don't know if you want to do that, but
I show up in like a full wetsuit. like, Brie, you don't need that. I'm like, it's for precaution.
Just in case.
I might fall in that water.
I hope not. Don't do that.
I won't. Well, this has been fun, Sierra. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Yes, thank you.
Was it as horrible as you thought it would be?
I just don't like, you guys didn't make me wear headphones. Yeah. I don't like to hear my voice.
Yeah.
So I hope you guys listen to it, but I'm not going to. I'll download it and like go through the stream thing so you guys can get the count for the stream.
Yeah.
But thanks. I won't be listening to myself.
That's fine. That works.
You're welcome. That's how I support you guys because I don't read.
Yep.
I support you guys and I like watching the movies and the shows, but I don't.
What's hilarious
is not my thing.
She doesn't read, but she's just listened to 6 hours of Hogfather with me today.
Oh my gosh.
There's a character named Scroat on there. What is that?
I've not read it yet. I've watched it though. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Medium Dave, those are my two favorite characters. Well, two favorite named characters.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Sierra.
All right.
This is great.
You're welcome.
All right. Cool.
All right. Well, we'll see you all later.
Yes. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.